we go. That is the Blow Monkeys with Digging Your Scene. And joining me on the line for probably the final time this year, talking to Chris Hossock, who is the leader of Brentwood Council. So very good morning to you, Chris.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I put on the Blow Monkeys because I thought you might like that track, and you said to me off air, no idea.
I didn't recognise it, to be honest. It shows my limited knowledge of popular music, particularly in the 90s. I don't know what I was doing in the 90s, but I wasn't listening to the Blow Monkeys.
No, well, you probably weren't even born then.
That's very kind of you, very kind of you.
Right, so let's crack on. So 2021, obviously a lot has happened locally and nationally.
Yeah. I mean, look, God, are we all fed up with talking about the pandemic? We want to stop talking about it, don't we?
Yeah.
And then something turns up with another weird name called Omicron, and we're all seem to be going back towards square one. So I don't want to dwell on that too much. We all know about that, and we all know where we are at the moment, and we'll see what the new year brings with respect to that. But we'll do our best, as we always do, nationally, locally, and everything else. But in terms of local things, if I think back over the last year, gosh, a whole range of things happened. Some were challenges. Some of them were really good news stuff. I remember, I think it was January this year, we took the Brentwood Centre on again.
Yeah.
Having that all sort of, and you guys obviously resident at the Brentwood Centre, so I know it sort of impacted on you, and there was concern for Phoenix Events on what's going to happen next. But the reality is what did happen next is we refurbished the whole thing, reinvigorated it. We've got a new operator running it. Membership is up, and it's looking really positive. Still a challenge because leisure is a tough industry to make cash in, but we're doing as well as we possibly can with the Brentwood Centre. People who are using it seem pretty happy, so that's good news. And then, of course, we used the Brentwood Centre for some great events in the last year. We did our business showcase. That was the fifth time we'd done it. First time ever doing it at the Brentwood Centre. And what I remember is people saying to me that it was the best one they'd ever been to, so we need to build on that going forward. And then we used it for the Community Awards as well, Stars of Brentwood Awards. That was the first time we'd done that, and that was a fantastic event as well. I think you were there, if I remember.
Yep.
So that was really good, just to acknowledge the contribution that, you know, people, community groups, organisations make in Brentwood. They are stars, so that was a good thing to do. And we need to do that, you know, particularly when times are tough, is to take time out to see what good things are happening. So that was good. And then, of course, the whole economy remains a challenge, and we've been squeezing that in whichever way we can, with pop-up markets here and there, Crown Street doing their thing with their festival. Ingatestone have got their own version of a market going on, and just doing all of this stuff, trying to keep people in the town centres spending their cash. And on the whole, I think that's going pretty well, actually. I've heard some really good success stories, particularly around the Crown Street one.
Yeah.
And Ingatestone, they were really well
yes,
received, and
yeah.
they were doing theirs even up to last week.
Mm.
So that's great. And we'll continue to do our bit. In the last year, we were out and about with our community trailer supporting events. We did all our family fun days again. Despite the, you know, being in the midst of a tough year, we managed to lay all of those on. So there's lots of great stuff happening locally. I mean, I could go on and on. You know, our green agenda, we're trying to push that. We set up some great initiatives last year. We planted several thousand trees. We set up the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance. We've got over 50 businesses already signed up to that in Brentwood. So there was lots of progress last year in the midst of challenges. I don't know. I could go on, but it sounds like I'm bragging, but I don't want to do that, Michelle.
Also, the joint CEO with Rochford as well.
Well, yeah, that's. I mean, that was something we initiated back in the summer. That will really start to take shape more for next year, but we agreed as a council. Look, let's talk for a moment. One of the big things from a council perspective is, you know, times are hard. Finances-wise, we don't get a revenue support grant from the government anymore. That used to be a seven-figure sum. Overall, our parking has been hit by thick end of £1 million in terms of lost income. It's about 900 grand.
Mm.
And that's people not using the car park so much in the common sense that you'd expect to do. But the other point is people are not using driving into Brentwood to leave their car and commute up to London anymore because a lot of people are working from home. So we've had a lot of challenges in that way. So the Rochford project, the reason I switched that is the Rochford project is all just looking about how can we look at our structures, and by sharing organisational resources, how do we become more resilient? Is there more effective and efficient ways of doing things? So that's something more for next year. But the initial step, as you say, was to bring Jonathan in as joint chief exec. But we'll look to ratify that, take it to the next stage in January.
This is, I don't want to throw you a curveball, but
I'll go for it.
What do you feel as a council you could have done better this year?
Of course, there is always room to do things better. And when you say that, my mind starts flitting back to the emails I've got during the course of the year where people were not happy or they're caused to raise concerns. And I think sometimes I would love to see us... it's a partnership, isn't it? I don't think the council are there to do everything for everybody. I mean, it's a people's responsibility if they throw litter on the ground, but it's our responsibility to pick it up. But I'd love to see our street seen cleaner than it is. But that's a joint effort of the people who live here and the people and the council that pick up. I'd love to see that, you know, I remember getting lots of complaints about the grass and the street scene in that regard, and I'd love to be able to do more. I'd love to be able to get out and cut the grass much more frequently, but of course everything comes at a price, and given what I've just said, we're in difficult times. So I think we should always strive to improve what we do and our environment. I think our response times sometimes to things could be better, if I'm honest with you. People have engaged with the council. You know, I'd like to speed up the speed in which we can resolve some issues that come and get answers back to people more quickly. But you know what? But on the whole, we've got to remember that just last month, the Local Government Association came into Brentwood to do a full, we invited them in to do a full, what I call a health check on an organisation. They sweep in, they do their thing. And they had lots of positive things to say about what we're doing, despite the challenges that we're facing.
Yep.
But we've got to push to do better. I think responsiveness, attentiveness, a little bit more quality in what we do is what I'd love to see going forward.
Now, moving into 2022, what new and exciting projects are going to be underway?
Well, I think for next year, a lot of it will be building on things that we've recently just launched. So for example, our environmental agenda will really kick into gear next year. With the launch just last month of the Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance, we'll hold our first, we're setting up a management board for that at the moment, and that will meet early next year. And then we'll really start to drive that agenda in terms of Brentwood working with other businesses and partnering and collaborating to make an impact on the climate. So that I'm excited about. I think that'll make good progress next year. You know, we started again some things this year with the acquisition of the Bay Tree Centre, but next year, as we go in, we need to start sharing the vision about what town centre regeneration looks like for Brentwood, and also what we can do to support the other high streets in Gatestone and Shenfield.
Yeah.
And we're going to kick that off really early on in January. On Tuesday the 11th, we're going to run out a high streets conference. And that is two-part, really. It's about bringing reassurance to people. You know, we've had a couple of challenges, a couple of negative headlines, really, in the high street in the last few months. Mm. So we need to bring reassurance that, you know, Brentwood actually, look at the big picture, is a safe place to live and work. It's a desirable place to want to live and work. So we need to be positive about Brentwood, and we need to share the vision. So we're going to do that, but equally there's an element of reassurance comes with it.
Mm.
So the Bay Tree and the town centre I want to see kick off. We've got the YMCA coming to Brentwood, into the foyer, to provide services to people with homeless needs, which will be great. Our King George's Park, again, that's been going on most last year, but that will be open next year for the first time, hopefully in the summer, and we can all get to use the splash pad and a whole range of exciting things there. So there's lots of stuff that we can do. We've got money still to distribute through the government grant scheme in January. That'll start on January the 19th, which really is saying to businesses, look, if you've got some really good business ideas that makes you more sustainable, helps you recruit people, helps you upskill and train people, then people can put in a bid for somewhere between £1,000 and £10,000. So there's lots of things we want to do to just try and keep the economy reinvigorated. I think it's going to be a challenge again in January.
Yeah.
I don't want to be focused on that, but it's got to be a reality of what we're probably going to start the year at.
Mm.
But there's lots that will go on next year. I think the big one for me again early on in the year will be to get our local development plan done. That's been a piece of work that's been going on for the end of 8 to 10 years.
Mm.
We just need to get the inspector to hopefully look at our growth proposals for Brentwood, and that's not just housing but employment, land and everything else, and get a green light on that, and we can start to move forward. And then there are other great opportunities that I won't reveal now, but people coming in forward. I'm really excited about companies that are wanting to invest in Brentwood right now, and we need to work with them to realise that they can actually come to Brentwood, set up their global head offices. Literally, was one company I spoke to last week, and they're looking to do that. That's fantastic for Brentwood.
Yeah.
It puts us back on the map. It creates jobs, creates a profile for Brentwood. And so there's lots of that I think we'll start to see happen as we go into next year. And that's all sort of poised to take place now that I'm aware of.
The other thing that's gone really well, because normally we have Brentwood lighting up and we haven't had that event for 2 years, is all the little markets, all the little children's events that have happened in Ingatestone, Shenfield, Crown Street. They have been really well attended and people have just loved them. I think there's some more things coming up, actually. Discoverbrentwood.co.uk. People can go and have a look there.
They can. So we had a Discover Winter with a whole load of range of activities that you were just talking about there. And I must take the opportunity while I'm talking to you, Michelle, to just thank all the sponsors that got behind that and made it happen. We one of the things we do very well is we do have a really strong community services team who provide a lot of these events that people appreciate it. And appreciate. They're either community events or the business events. So Laurie and the economic development team are always laying that stuff on. And they put so much effort into it. And I think on balance, people and businesses generally appreciate it. So they're nice things to do. But of course, you know, we can't do that. We haven't got a bottomless pot of money to keep laying that stuff on. So the sponsors that we have is invaluable. And I really appreciate, you know, the businesses that some of them are regular names to just get behind us the whole time and support what we do, whether it's pop-up events, whether it's our showcase. I think we'll keep doing that as best we can. It's a nice thing to do. It's a really appreciated thing when we do it. It keeps the life in the town. It puts a bit of soul into it. It's where people can get together, enjoy the space that we've got, enjoy each other's company. And that's what we should be aiming to do, keep that sort of momentum happening.
Now, final message from you as council leader to the people of Brentwood.
I've thought about this. Generally, this is a general thing that I've been thinking of, and I'll put it this way to you. I was walking through a building the other day, and it was like, one way this way, sign in here, wear your face mask, don't go out that door, go in this door.
Yeah.
People are talking about tidal waves and tsunamis of COVID. The world's going to end tomorrow because of global warming and all that. And there's so much negativity in the world, and people are telling us, the media and the politicians are using all of this language the whole time to frighten us into what God knows what they were trying to achieve.
Mm.
And then on the other hand, we hear that, mental health issues are up. Children and young people are feeling absolutely, despondent about life and the future. And we need to change that. I don't want to talk in that way. I want to talk about what we can do and being positive about our future. Yes, we've got challenges. But you don't overcome challenges by looking at them as tidal waves that are going to wash you away into infinity. You know, that's not the way to do it.
Mm.
What we should do is pull together and say, we can do this together. I sound a bit like Barack Obama, don't want to do that. But we can do this together. And Beaver's a great example of that. It's just a positive agenda. Yes, we know there's issues with climate change and the environment. But let's get together and do something positive about it rather than being prophets of doom the whole time. No wonder people are so upset and miserable and because of the language and the rhetoric that's being used. Let's change that in Brentwood. Brentwood's positive. There's a Brentwood way of doing things that should be upbeat. We've got some fantastic people in this community. We've got some fantastic community groups. And, let's be positive and go into next year being upbeat. Face the challenges head on and throw all our resources at them that we can, throw all the positive energy into them that we can, and we'll do better as a community and a society. So my message is, let's be positive. Stop listening to all the doom and gloom. Let's enjoy Christmas. Yeah, there'll be challenges in the new year. Of course there will. Nothing's forever. We keep moving forward and keep laying out a positive agenda and an ambitious agenda for Brentwood.